Okay, you got, did you get a reminder today?
I got one, like.
Like about something?
Sure, well, I'll get.
If it was a personal email, I didn't get my personal email, so.
It's the same, all the meetings that are not special meetings, it's the same login.
Okay.
Moving forward, just to make it easier, but.
And that's gonna be the same for the public as well? Great.
Well, because I, like, you taught me that, because I didn't realize, like, if you're carrying something forward, and for people to not have to renotice.
Yeah.
So, like, that, I learned that from you, or how to do it.
By the way, if you do have the time, Perth Amboy is always.
Mr. Colangelo and Mr. Stipe, do you mind playing along with our experiment? Mrs. Murray, Mr. Stipe's gonna speak right now, can you tell us if you can hear him okay?
Checking, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, check, 1, 2, 3.
Are you muted, Mrs. Murray?
Response out of that.
I can't hear Mrs. Murray.
Mr. Pepe, can you hear?
I can hear, but you're not, oh, Rich, you're here, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, it was, hold on, I'm doing it, I learned, it taught me, give me one second here.
Got an echo inside me.
Yep, you're right there, hold on, got it. Yeah, Doug, it was for the second one, I think that actually canceled.
Mr. Dougherty, I'm gonna try Mr. Stipe again, just so that we can hear, can you just let us know if you can hear him?
Yes, checking, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And Bri, could you turn yours up again, please? You're soft again.
You're muted, Brian. Thank you.
Grazie, it's very late.
But it's coming through on your thing still.
I am muted on what you told me last time.
That little bell thing?
Yeah, no, hold on.
Does it have an X on it?
It does, yeah. Hold on, that's X, and I took care of that one. I just, turning it down also does it to the media down. How is we doing?
Oh, because you're joined by audio, you need to disconnect audio.
If I don't join by audio, I'm muted, but if I don't join by audio, I can't hear them here.
You're not supposed to hear them there. You're supposed to hear them over top.
I'm muted? Yeah, I'll put this on, you can help me, because I might just doing this on the phone, to be honest with you.
Disconnect audio, here's the, there's an arrow next to audio.
Well,
you can come back in.
Oh,
there was.
Huh?
I saw it. Disconnect audio.
Hold, please. This is not my phone crack. This is why I have these screens, by the way. Let's go here. Let's go here.
Disconnect audio.
Let's go that. Next one. Tried to log on to something else, and my teacher changed my Zoom account to my son's name. And they didn't recognize me. So I'm logged in at work to California, and they thought it was someone else. They thought it was Dave, because the teacher changed it to Nathan. They had no clue it was me. I'm like, you guys gotta let me in. You're not in. You know what I mean? Because my teacher, when he was using the account, changed his name. Because Rich Colangelo, you can figure out, was my son.
You can go.
We got everybody?
Yep.
Call to order. Roll call. Ms. Schneider.
Mr. Dougherty.
Mr. Dougherty. Unmute yourself, Mr. Dougherty. Did you say here, Mr. Dougherty?
Thumbs up works too for this.
He's here.
All right, let's continue. We know he's here. We see him.
Mr. Bombs.
Mr. Bombs is here and not muted. This might be your volume, Lori.
Is it my volume?
No, it's...
Oh, it's up.
Next.
Mr. Hawley.
Not the second.
Mr. Holly, can you give a thumbs up or try to see if the audio is working or not? And now can you say here? Okay, so it's something where they're not coming through.
Okay, let's try again.
Next.
Mr. Cacamo.
Here.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you, folks.
Mr. McGoldrick.
I don't think John's here tonight.
Mr. Neff.
No, Mr. Neff.
Mr. Pepe.
Here.
Mrs. Murray.
Murray's muted.
Yes,
Mrs. Murray, you're muted.
I'm here.
Great.
Thank you.
Mr. Colangelo.
Present.
Mr. Sonic Schmelz. Mr. Burke. Mr. Kropinski.
Here.
Mr. Curry.
Here.
Mr. Curry's here.
Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial proceeding. Any comments or questions must be limited to the issues that are relevant, to what the board may legally consider in reaching the decision. The quorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times. Please rise for a silent prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now is the portion of the meeting where we ask if anyone from the public has any comments on any items not on the agenda this evening. To make a comment, if you are dialed in via internet on Zoom, please hit the raise your hand button. If you are dialed in via a telephone, please press 9. Any public comment in items that are not on the agenda? Seeing none. Mr. Stein, pending litigation.
Mr. Chairman, the only pending litigation is the Denholz tract, which we're still waiting. There are reconsideration motions that were originally scheduled for tomorrow that there's now been a request, and I believe they're being postponed until December 3rd.
Thank you, sir. Reconsideration. Any other business by any other board members?
I have one small thing. At our last meeting, I had mentioned something about, you know, the refuse on First Avenue and suggested that maybe we revisit the ordinance in our annual report to the council. I've since come to learn that was the, you know, the current ordinance was sort of the subject of a lot of discussion, and it actually addressed a problem in that folks who were picking up the garbage on First Avenue were getting hurt back in the 80s. So I withdraw my request to put that on our agenda for the annual report.
Thank you, Mr. Pepe. And of course, when you made that suggestion, you had no clue of that. So yeah, no clue, no fault of yours whatsoever. I need a motion to adjourn the workshop meeting.
So move, Bombs.
Thank you, Murray.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? With none opposed, we move on to our regular meeting. Ms. Schneider, call the order and roll call.
Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Mr. Bombs.
Here.
Mr. Hawley.
Here.
Mr. Cacamo.
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick. Mr. Neff. Mr. Pepe.
Here.
Mrs. Murray.
Here.
Mr. Colangelo.
Here.
Mr. Sonic Schmelz.
Here.
Okay.
Mr. Burke. Mr. Kropinski.
Here.
Mr. Curry.
Here.
We are going to Jocelyn. We're going to move. Thank you, everybody. We're going to move number five up to now. Mr. Stibe, if you would, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we received correspondence from Mr. Kennedy, the applicant's attorney for PB 20-03, block 37, lot 16 and 17, 144-166 Wesley Avenue, advising that they were not able to proceed this evening, requesting that the matter be carried to the December 3rd meeting without the requirement of further notice. With the pleasure of the board, we can make that announcement at this time if the board is satisfied.
Okay. Does anyone have any objection with that? Please, Mr. Stibe.
Yes, so for members of the public who have an interest in this application, PB 2003 of Evergreen Builders, it is being carried to the December 3rd, 2020 meeting at 7 o'clock p.m. And the information to enter the meeting is the same as the information that you had for this evening's meeting. So it's the same link, it's the same phone numbers, etc. So you can use that same information. There will be no further notice provided.
Thank you, Mr. Stibe. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the attorney voucher for October 2020 in the amount of $3,159 even. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Dougherty. Effie, second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Mr. Bombs.
Yes.
Mr. Hawley.
Yes.
Mr. Cacamo.
Yes.
Mr. Pepe.
Yes.
Mrs. Murray.
Yes.
Mr. Colangelo.
Yes.
Mr. Sonic Schmelz.
Looks frozen.
Mr. Sonic Schmelz, you are actually, oh, there you go, you're frozen. Could you vote again, please? You're muted, Brent, you're muted, there you go.
Yes.
Got you.
Mr. Kropinski.
Yes.
Mr. Curry.
Yes.
Next item on the agenda, PB 20-07. Blocks 130 and 131, lots 1 and 7, 12 Harborview Drive. Hess, application for bulk variance.
Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed service in connection with the application. Service is in order, and the board does have jurisdiction to hear the case. I'm also aware of several exhibits that have been submitted in connection with the application. They include Exhibit A1, which is a review of your zoning officer, Michelle Clark. That's dated January 9, 2020. Exhibit A2 is an application for variance of Laura Hess. That's dated February 2, 2020. Exhibit A3 is a plot plan prepared by Insight Engineering. That's dated October 22, 2019. It's revised through September 18, 2020. Exhibit A4 is a boundary and topographical survey map prepared by York Hannis and White Incorporated. That's dated March 5, 2018. Exhibit A5 is a New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection CAFRA permit. That's dated January 24, 2020. Exhibit A6 is review number 1 from your engineer, CME Associates. That's dated April 17, 2020. And Exhibit A7 is review number 2 from your engineers, CME Associates. That's dated September 24, 2020. Those are the exhibits that I'm aware of thus far that have been received in connection with the application.
Thank you, Ms. Stein. What do we have?
Mrs. Hess, if there's professionals that are joining your application, can you please identify them for us?
Yes, Patrick Ward.
Mr. Ward's joining the meeting now. Is there anybody else in the attendee list that's here to speak on behalf of your application?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you have any other experts, in other words, any lawyers, planners, architects, engineers, anything like that, except Mr. Ward?
No, I don't recognize any of the names.
Okay, thank you.
No, it's just me, Laura.
Oh, hi.
So, Ms. Hess, do you want to have Mr. Ward present the application for you, or is there anything you wish to testify to before we proceed with him?
No, Mr. Ward can present it for me.
All right, Mr. Ward, would you raise your right hand and be sworn, please? Do you either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And state your name and address.
Sure, Patrick Ward, W-A-R-D. Address is 1955 Route 34, Wall Township, New Jersey. And I'm with Insight Engineering.
And why don't you give the board briefly your background and your credentials?
Sure, I have a Bachelor's of Science in Civil Engineering from Drexel University, licensed engineer and planner in the state of New Jersey, both licenses valid and current. I've been a licensed engineer for 6 years now and a planner for five. I have been before this board in the past, probably within the last 12 months.
Mr. Ward, if you could hold on for 1 second. I know Doug's not here.
Take your time.
If he's here.
Will
Meyer. Will Meyer is not here. Do we have seen? Will Meyer is away.
It should be Drew. Drew, I got him. Drew. Okay.
Mr. Ward, we have to let Drew, our town engineer, in. I apologize. He's filling in for somebody, so if you could just give us 1 second, I'd appreciate it.
100%, no problem.
Drew, can you unmute yourself just so we know we can hear you?
I'm here.
Great.
Drew, I apologize about that for not letting you in sooner.
No problem.
Go ahead, Mr. Ward.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Mr. Chair and board members. I'm here on behalf of Laura Hess, the owner of 12 Harbor View in Atlantic Highlands. So we have submitted an application for a bulk variance for the setback to the mean high water line at the rear of the property. Ms. Hess lives at 12 Harbor View. There's an existing home at the property, fully developed lot, and the intent of this application is for her to propose a swimming pool in the rear yard and an outdoor patio and kitchen grill area for her recreation. So yeah, as you all know, this is obviously on the Sandy Hook Bay, and we're on Harbor View Drive. Simply put, what we're proposing here is a 500 square foot above ground pool. The above ground pool is going to be a permanent pool, not your quick construction or deconstruction circular pool. This will be a permanent above ground pool. The intent of the above ground aspect of it is, and you'll notice this on the survey and also on our plan, most of the existing deck is at elevation.
Mr. Ward, we can't hear you.
Go ahead.
Mr. Ward, you cut out about 10 seconds ago. So you said most of the, and then you cut out. So if you can go back, I'd appreciate it.
I appreciate the heads up. I think the same thing happened to Mr. Stein not too long ago. The most of the rear deck that exists is at elevation 20. There's a portion of the deck near the pool that's a little bit lower, a couple steps down. But the goal of Ms. Hess was to propose this pool up out of the ground so that it was more or less even with the deck in terms of elevation. As you go closer to the water, more to the northeast, she's proposing a modification to her existing improvements at the rear, a series of patios, a dining area, some landscaping, and an outdoor kitchen and grill. Just in terms of the general construction aspects of both, like I said, the pool will be permanent pool. The material is not yet selected, but it'll be something that is permanent and fastened to the ground. The outdoor kitchen and grill, I don't want to be deceiving at all. It's really a grill area. There will be no plumbing, water, or sewer.
Mr. Warren, I apologize. The last we heard you was when you said sewer.
No, all right, no problem. Thank you, Mr.
Sorry, we're all getting through this together, Mr. Ward. So
that's fine. You keep reminding me that I'm cutting out. That's fine. I can go back. There will be no water or sewer to that.
Excuse me, Rich. I think the text on your side, because you guys both cut out for listening and for speaking. The rest of my, I heard Mr. Ward the entire time.
I concur.
Okay, so here's what we're going to have to do. Mr. Ward, I apologize if I make you repeat yourself. Although we do have it recording, if the tech's on our side, Mr. Stein and I are on separate Wi-Fis and internet. But because Kelly must also, Ms. Schneider must also record this meeting, Mr. Ward, I apologize if it's on my end, but I do need to hear so that Ms. Schneider can record for the record.
No issues whatsoever. I don't. So just getting back to the outdoor kitchen grill area, there will be no sewer, no water connection to it. We would be preventing it because of the flood prevention ordinance and the FEMA zone that we're in. And that's really the crux of the application. In terms of the zone itself is adequately sized. The zone requires 7,500 square feet. We well exceed that. We're certainly sufficient in shape, lot shape requirement. The existing structures on site comply, save the rear 50 foot from the mean high water line. In the existing condition, there is a series of landscaping and seating areas, gazebo in the rear that is approximately 33 feet away from the mean high water. Unique part of this property, and this is one of the properties on Harborview Drive that actually has one of those revetment or seawalls. And atop the seawall is a grass really doesn't grow in that area due to the salt spray. And then there is a grass. So what we're proposing is 29.4, where 33.4 exists today. So it's a decrease of about 4 feet. In terms of the coverage, is well below the 50%. We're at 39.1 in the proposed condition. The pool itself is going to be set back appropriate from 66 feet from the rear, from the mean high water line, and it's over 10 feet from the side. It's beyond that, it's 28 feet. All the bulk requirements of the zone, this application is conforming. By ordinance, structures can be placed in relation to the mean high water line. The ordinance itself defines structures as almost everything under the sun. Any decorative or above, at, or below ground installation for use, decoration, or inner structure. So in this case, the patios, there's a small sitting wall, and actually even the gravel at the top, the revetment, is a structure. So the patios are really what is triggering this variance. In terms of, we have a couple of existing conditions that constrain our area. The Sandy Hook Bay, we do have this revetment wall, which is about 10 or 11 feet tall. It limits a portion of the rear unit. The house itself is located, it's further set back, like most, some of the houses are on Harborview Drive, from Harborview, that constrains us. So, between the existing rear deck and this 50-foot limit, we have about 15 feet to work with. What this is to go beyond that 50-foot limitation, really with at-grade features. We're not proposing any true structures above grade, in terms of any roofed areas or the like. And then just to touch upon the CME letter up front, there was a couple of the flood deck. Flood ordinance in town. The ordinance for something like this, as it applies to this project, we are in a flood zone. The property, a portion of it is. The pool equipment is going to be located on the west side of the house and actually in a location that's above the base flood elevation. The pool and the other improvements will be located partially in the flood zone. What the flood damage prevention ordinance states is that any improvements have to be anchored to prevent flotation, collapse, or lateral movement. These structures, specifically the outdoor grill area and the pool, will be fastened and anchored to the ground. Those hydrodynamic and hydrostatic forces. Like I said before, there are no utilities, water and sewer running out to the outdoor kitchen or grill. And other than that, we're complying with that flood hazard prevention ordinance in every way. The only other thing I want to touch upon is just DEP jurisdiction. The board was, as part of our submission initially, and this plan had been revised since our initial submission, we had secured a cap requirement for the improvements. However, the plans have changed to have this above-ground pool, and since that point, the DEP actually jurisdiction no longer applies to this, and we are technically exempt from the CAFRA rules. So the permit that Ms. Hess and our office obtained for the prior iteration is really no longer valid, does not need to be updated, and we'd be happy to supply. We have a general notes in our plans that explain the exemption, but we'd be happy to supply a compliance letter if the board just qualifying this as an exempt from any DEP, additional DEP permit. In terms of just really that going back to the planning, we feel that we are constrained by this lot. It is because of the existing improvements, there is a slight hardship where in terms of the actual usable area between the rear deck and this 50-foot buffer is very small. There are existing improvements that are within the 50 feet already. We're trying to mimic that. We're not trying to overstep too much further from that. And in terms of other, the negative criteria and any impacts, you know, all of the proposed improvements are located behind the home, so they won't be visible from the public. And in terms of our neighbors, if you go up and down Harbor View, you'll see that there are usually swimming pools or some sort of rear yard improvements that are well within this 50-foot buffer. So this is not uncommon in this neighborhood specifically, and we feel there are no impacts because all of these structures are within a couple feet of grade, and then really notably the pool is within a couple feet of grade, but everything else is either a grill area or a patio at grade. But with that, we feel that the board can approve this application with confidence due to the minimal nature of impact associated with the application.
Thank you, Mr. Ward. Before I open it up to questions, Mr. Pavlik, do you have anything further you'd like to hear from Mr. Ward in reference to CME's letter?
I think most of our comments were addressed by his testimony. I do have a couple quick questions. You have a proposed sitting wall and the patio itself. What material are you anticipating the construction to be of?
Some sort of concrete masonry, like a paver or similar, especially with the sitting wall and the patio. Yeah, something along those lines. I don't want to lock Ms. Hess into that specifically, but it will be some sort of concrete, whether it's paver blocks or you know, maybe a stamped concrete patio.
Okay. I think you touched upon most everything in our letter here. That's all the questions I have.
Thank you, Mr. Pavlik. Does any board member have any question for this witness, Mr. Ward?
I have a question. You mentioned there'll be no utilities, water, or sewer running out to the grill. Does that include a natural gas hookup to the grill, or will the grill be propane?
That's a good question, sir. At this time, Ms. Hess's intention is to have a gas line running out, a natural gas line running to the grill area. But no, that would be the only utility. But no water and sewer.
Mr. Curry, anything else for this witness before I ask anybody else?
No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Okay. Does any other board member have any question for this witness? Seeing none, does anyone from the public have any questions for this witness? Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please use the raise your hand button via Zoom. If you are dialed in via telephone, please press 9. Currently, we have no questions for this witness from the public. Ms. Hess or Mr. Ward, or is there anything else you'd like to present before we go to public comment?
That's it. If there are no further questions, yeah, we'd certainly like to move to the comment period, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Now is the section where we go to the public if anyone has a comment on this application. Does anyone from the public have a comment on this application, an opinion they'd like to share? No comments. Mr. Ward, would you like to do a summation of some sort?
Just really briefly, Mr. Chair, we think this is a very reasonable request. I think it's very common, and specifically in this area. I think one of the more important aspects of this is that we are exempt from CAFR approval, even though we had previously secured CAFR approval for a different iteration. We feel there's no impacts with this, and it's an appropriate use and proposal for this area and for the sub.
Thank you, Mr. Ward. Board discussion. I'm going to open this up to board discussion. Would anyone like to start off? Does anyone have any comments? Seeing none or hearing none. Does anyone have a motion?
Sure, I'll move this to Pepe.
Second, Holly.
Thank you, gentlemen. Ms. Schneider, roll call, please.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Mr. Bombs.
Yes.
Mr. Hawley.
Yes.
Mr. Cacamo.
Yes.
Mr. Pepe.
Yes.
Mrs. Murray.
Yes.
Mr. Colangelo.
Yes.
Mr. Sonic Schmel.
Yes.
Application passed.
Ms. Hess, I know you've been on and off the calendar for a number of reasons over the last several months, the whole pandemic. We appreciate your patience.
Thank you.
Thank you, board members. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you, Mr. Ward.
Bye.
Okay, being that we have no other business because the Evergreen application has been moved, does anyone have a motion?
To do what?
I make a motion.
Mr. Halley?
Second, Murray.
Holy. Ms. Murray. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Arr. Anyone opposed? With no one opposed, everyone have a great night.
7:30.
7:30, well done.
Wow.
Have a good one, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to talk to Adam, because I think that I think we need to upgrade the internet here. I'm on the municipal, like the secret municipal one, so like I wasn't even competing with you.